today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about how to be a better person in the new year.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان.
Today Sunday is the 26th of Shaban 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Isfan 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of March 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open the Quran first. And for today, let's listen to chapter Al-Hajj, verse 46.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ.
So have they not traveled through the earth, and have hearts by which to reason, and ears by which to hear? For indeed, it is not eyes that are blinded, but blinded are the hearts which are within the breasts.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ma lana rabbun siwa.
The experimental and scientific voyages are some worthy things which lead to the way of development of knowledge. The reason is that the length and periods are like more classes of learning. So those who do not take examples from them are worthy of being blamed. Whose then the blindness of eyes is the blindness of hearts, which do not obtain their insight by advice and admonition. Remember, on the last episode of today's special, we open a chapter under the title of New Year Resolution. This is the continuation. What constitutes a good person? It is an age-old question. When you think of someone you admire, you probably think of a person who is kind, hardworking, generous, courageous, and always does the right thing even when it is incredibly difficult. Sometimes people are not as good as they want to be, or as they believe they can be, but it does not have to be permanent. Everyone has phases of their life they are not proud of. Who you are at your worst is not who you have to be forever. Well, all can try to be better person in the new year.
Dear brothers and sisters, due to the arrival of the New Year holidays and the days that we have ahead, so it's the time for us to think and ponder on how to become a better person. Thanks to Allah for the countless blessings that He showers upon us every day, and appreciate what we have instead of obsessing over what we wish we had. Also, thanks to people for whatever good they do to us, and appreciate their thought and effort every time we accomplish a goal, we'll objectively learn more about ourselves and figure out ways of improvement, inshallah. So when you love yourself, you will want what's best for it. Thus, you'll look for whatever can make it comfortable and content. Learn to accept yourself for who you are, and only then will you be able to enhance it and feel better. Tell yourself that you're kind and compassionate, that you're worthy and important, anything that would make you feel loved and accepted by yourself. You should start by loving yourself, because you won't be able to love other people if you don't love yourself first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, be steadfast and patient, and be constant, and consciously revere Allah so that you may be successful. Surah Al-Imran, verse 200. You can't expect to change if you keep making excuses for anything that goes wrong with you, because you won't see anything that needs to be changed with you that way. You should take accountability for your actions and take responsibility for your decisions. You shouldn't blame anyone or anything for your mistakes. Instead, try to learn from your mistakes, which in turn will help you be a better person.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
How to be a better person? One way is stop being angry. If you let yourself be angry, your anger will modify your decision-making ability, and you'll start making decisions that aren't very rational. Anger is also known for damaging relationships and negatively affects one's health. So if you let it overtake you, it will prevent you from improving yourself. It might even get into trouble. I know controlling anger is a difficult task, but if you try your best to do so, you will benefit from great rewards. Be more self-aware. In order to become a better person, you should learn to notice yourself and know how you behave in different situations. Then you'll know when to improve yourself if you do something improperly and continue to do what you're doing right. This point is very important, because you can't be a better person if you don't know what you should improve of yourself in the first place.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, it's thanks to you.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We start this part by this phrase, expose yourself. to new experiences to grow as an individual. We're speaking about being a better person. Comfort zones are great, but they can also be stagnant. Every once in a while, change up your daily schedule, try something new, and step outside your comfort zone. Trying new things that make you a little uncomfortable can broaden your horizons and open your eyes to a different perspective. Here are some points. Make a bucket list of things you can do outside of your comfort zone. Then spend every other weekend checking an activity off the list. Ask friends to join you on your adventures for double the fun. Experiment with a different routine by going to a different coffee shop for lunch or taking the alternative route to work. Don't be afraid to challenge yourself. The impossible can be obtainable if you put your best foot forward.
Find an appropriate personality, such as a pious individual, a scholar, a prophet, an imam, and try to imitate them. Try to act their personalities. It really does work. If you're a young man who's going to college and you're surrounded with all these temptations and you're lured every single day, choose a personality like Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. See how he maintained his faith, how he resisted his temptations. Read about his life. The Quran tells us just a few glimpses of his life. Go and read all the details of his life. What happened with Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him? When you read about him, you become familiar with his character and you try to imitate this character. This is an excellent way to change your personality, to make your personality a better human being. That is why you'll find those actors who play in religious movies, you know, featuring prophets or imams, they are touched by the role which they assume in that movie. And many of them change. Maybe before the movie, they weren't that observant, they weren't that pious. But after acting in that movie and playing this noble role, you actually see them changing. They are touched by the role. And this is an amazing, beautiful lesson for us. Take one of those examples and try to imitate them in your own private life. Pretend to be like them. Pretending really does have an impact. Haven't you seen those people, you know, who are constantly lying and they pretend that things happened which didn't? They pretend as if something happened. What's funny is that after a while, they begin to believe their own lies. Initially, they simply were pretending that it happened. But when you keep pretending and pretending for some time, you start believing in it. And it becomes a reality for you. It becomes a fact for you. So pretend to be a pious individual. Assume a character. Be creative in how you do that. And this will have an impact on you.
Dear listeners, that was all about this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic another time. Till then, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي